For the first time since 1918, the whole United States is going to see a solar eclipse. And though it won't be his first, Paul Fisher is still looking forward to August 21st.
I've always found them really to be more exciting than I expected them to be.
Fisher is a science curator and planetarium director at the Macon Museum of Arts and Sciences. This summer, he's spending a lot of time educating guests on what exactly is about to happen.
Well, the moon is going to actually move in front of the sun, which it only does typically twice a year.
Susan Mays wants the museum to be Middle Georgia's home base for the big day and the weeks leading up to it. She's the museum's education curator, and she's been working on eclipse preparation.
We are doing a series of different things this summer related to the solar eclipse that's coming on August 21st.
Hey, was it a good show? What'd you learn?
The museum is running weekly educational programs throughout the summer for their visitors, including Cosmic Thursdays from 1 to 4 p.m.
Wow.
Hey, that's a good rule. We're doing something different related to space every week.
And on August 21st, they'll show NASA's live stream of the eclipse, which will start on the West Coast and work its way to Georgia by mid-afternoon.
We're going to be in the 94% to 96% totality, so we'll have a chance to have a pretty good picture, a pretty good look at the eclipse here.
Columbia, South Carolina, is the closest place where you would actually be able to see 100% of the sun's disk covered by the moon. But here in Macon, you'll still be really close. For the Center for Collaborative Journalism, I'm Elizabeth Tammy.